And with censorship in the news at the moment, which is a rather ironic term that you might want to be using at the moment, the question has turned to what role social media advocates and companies should be playing in censorship and whether they should be subject to different laws. And we have the Executive Director of Reset Australia, Chris Cooper, joining us. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
What exactly is the role of social media these days? Because a lot of the companies like to say, Twitter and Facebook and Google, say that they're all about free speech, but shutting down people for exercising free speech seems a little bit of a strange situation.
Indeed. I mean, I think the challenge here is that these platforms have grown to such a scale where they have a lot of control and ultimately dictate the content that people see. And often it's all of the news content that Australians see. And so with that comes responsibility and really the need for there to be some other kind of regulatory oversight, because the current situation is that you've got community guidelines set out by the platforms themselves, which they then not only design, but then choose when to act on or not. With no oversight, there's no accountability for those decisions. Clearly, the relationship with social media has got to change.
So when you talk about the situation that social media companies face at the moment, there's obviously a lack of regulation because they have evolved so quickly. Do you think that there should be a government oversight, I suppose, for lack of a better term, similar to what is in place for the media?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we need to be careful about what kind of oversight that is and what kind of regulation that looks like. They are accountable for the content that is on their platforms, not just because they profit from that content, but also because it's not that all the content and all the posts on there are equal, right? Their algorithms effectively make decisions to amplify some over others. And that's the business model. So they amplify the more engaging, sensational, outrageous content because that's what keeps people on the platform. And so because they're making those kind of decisions, they need to be accountable for what is in that content. So if it's promoting violence or it's, you know, any number of things that we as a community deem as harmful, they should be held accountable for that.
Speaking with Chris Cooper, the Executive Director of Reset Australia, about social media censorship in the modern age. And Chris, just finally, while I do have you here, obviously the big situation is with censorship of Donald Trump, the soon-to-be former US president. But there has been censorship in previous situations. Is it getting to a point now where these social media giants, to coin a reverse phrase almost from overseas, they're too big not to break up? Is that the next step?
Breaking up some of these platforms is certainly part of the solution, it seems. I think that our perspective is that what you really need to get to is better regulation around the business model, which is one that monetizes the attention of users. So if you break up Facebook and Google and you have multiple different platforms, that doesn't necessarily solve the problem at its core, because it's not just about their scale, it's about their business model and the way that they monetize and commoditize your attention as a user and then sell that to advertisers. That's the core of the problem, and that's what we need to get fixed.
Chris Cooper, the Executive Director of Reset Australia, thanks for joining us on Good Morning EP.
Thanks for having me.